water and one cube clinking. While the beer sign buzzed and crackled and the light went on blinking.
He was the last of the grey blasphemers.
But he had the yips, just like a Jew. The problem was that he was Irish, a Catholic too. So bad, he couldn't drink no more. He threatened to go outside and sleep in someone else's car. Who could want more? Then he'd stumble around and do a little dance that would end abruptly when he peed in his pants. On his own request. As a blasphemer, he was the neighbor's best. He would shake his beater at the priest, and he'd scream bloody murder. He'd get way out there. Then he'd continue to go out there further and further. Slander the church, he'd slander the parishioners, he'd make obscene gestures up in front of the police commissioner, he'd explain all his actions and make perfect sense, then later they'd release him on his own recognizance. Then he'd go back to the bar and belt down three or four and get back on his soapbox and blaspheme some more. This will go on and on, every night of the week, until his liver finally began to get kind of weak. And then he began to buy LSD from the kids on the street. Water with ice cream clinking, while the beer sign buzzed and crackled, and the light went on blinking and blinking and blinking and blinking and blinking.
I must strongly stress right now that when I do say acid, I mean that's just the title or the saying given to that type of music. And it's nothing to do with drugs, alright? Because I'm not here to promote drugs, I'm here to promote the music.